This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 318 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we will be wrapping up our Michael Bay month. This is a month where we have done all Michael Bay films, and so far for us, not bad. We've liked giving all of them pretty good scores so far. We did Pearl Harbor, we did a little bit of 13 Hours, and we did a little The Rock. And this week, we will be doing a movie from just last year, his most recent film from 2022. It's called Ambulance. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, stars Isaac and Gonzalez, stars Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. He has a 2 at the end of his name. So yeah, we're going to be breaking this movie down. Now, Alex, I know you've seen this, but I think you saw it when it came out on physical, right? You didn't see it at the theater.
No, I didn't get to go see it at the theater, but I did get it in 4K.
I did see it at the theater, and then this time, obviously, rewatch in 4K. Before we get into it, let me go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomato scores. I'm going to be honest with you. These are fascinating. I did not see either one of these scores coming, but one of them is way more interesting than the other. So the critic score is actually a 68%. As far as Michael Bay movie goes, it's a fresh, it's almost a 70%. It's higher than 13 Hours, which is kind of weird, but it's pretty good. But the audience score for this movie is an 88%. So apparently there's a lot of fans that I didn't know about of Ambulance, because, you know, the audience score is just regular Joe Schmoes like you and I, and this thing is sitting at an 88. That one surprised me more than the 68, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it from that point of view, yeah, I'm very shocked with this type of movie, but not really, because I think this was the biggest hit. Wasn't it like the hit when it came out?
No,
a lot of people talked about this.
I think, I don't know, but I don't think it made a lot of money. I think people who saw it enjoyed it, like, oh, Michael Bay, you know, he's back. But I don't think it did well. It also came out like tail end of when theater, like COVID was still kind of affecting theaters, 2022. So I think that didn't help it either. But either way, it doesn't matter. We're going to give you our take on this film. Now, Alex, we decided to break it down a little different because this is not a traditional good guy versus bad guy type action movie like we normally have. Both of the leads are technically bad guys. They are robbing a bank in this movie. However, one of them is more good-natured than the other one. So we will be splitting them into the two brothers. We will start with what we're considering the good guy, which is Will Sharpe, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen. You might know him from Candyman. He was the remake of Candyman. He's an Aquaman. He's Black Manta. So Alex, you take it away. He's our hero, for lack of a better word.
Well, the funny thing is I looked it up quick while you were doing that thing. Budget was $40 million.
Oh, well, maybe it did make money.
And worldwide total of $52 million.
Never mind. It did not make money then.
No.
Well, that's a low budget though. But listen, this movie cost that's pretty good for $40 million. I'm not going to lie. As far as the budget, it looks like it costs more.
It only grossed $22.8 million in the United States and Canada and $29.5 million in other territories.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet you with that 88% audience score, I bet you it did well on disc.
Most likely.
I bet you they made their money back eventually because the budget was so low. But it didn't do it theatrically. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that one. All right, so lead character?
Will. Yeah, Will Sharpe is his name. What did you think?
I gave him a 4. I thought he was really good. Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed his character. He was a Marine. I believe he was a Marine or Army, some type of special forces. He was really good. I love the family aspect to him. I love that he was like the really good one between the two brothers. I love that he was a driver because he drove the shit out of that ambulance. I was like, oh, mama. I loved it. I thought it was really good. I thought towards the ending of the movie, I thought his character was starting to get really good, like interesting. But other than that, to me, Jake Gyllenhaal's character is the one that shined the most in this movie. I'm going to be honest with you.
Him with his performance.
Yeah, over the top. Not over the top. But like fun over the top villain character. So to me, I thought he was a great supporting actor. To Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe them as brothers. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool that even that one banter that they fighting in front of the ambulance and they're like punching each other. I thought that was pretty cool. And with that, I gave him a 4. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I like him. I like this guy as an actor too. Pretty much everything I see him in, I always like him. I mean, he's like a good kind of under the radar actor who's gotten some lead roles but hasn't really broken out huge. But I think he's very good. I agree with you. I think that the character is good. You know, he grew up with no family, gets pretty much adopted by Jake Gyllenhaal or his dad, pretty much. Not legally adopted, just like kind of brings him in, and that's his family. You know, rough place, LA. Dad was a bank robber who like murdered a bunch of people. So, you know, so he joined, he was in a life of crime. They give backstory, which I like. And then he joins the military. And then when he joins the military, that gives him some purpose. And then he gets a wife. She's sick. Insurance won't cover the procedure, whatever it is. He doesn't want to rob banks. He doesn't want to do crime, but you know what? It's a lot of money. Does it and things go wrong. But I like that throughout, even though he shot the cop, he did shoot the cop, but it's almost like he didn't know what else to do there. But he always was trying to make sure that the cop didn't die, trying to make sure the girl didn't die. He never lost his humanity in doing all the, you know, the stuff that he was doing. So I did think he was a strong character. Yeah, he's more like low key, but I like that. I like that Jake Gyllenhaal's the loose cannon, you know, Everybody got siblings like that. Like one of them's crazy and then the other one's like quiet. It's like my niece and my nephew. She is quiet, peaceful little, and he is like a maniac. So, you know, that's how it really is sometimes. I give him a 4 too. I actually like him. I think he's a well-written character. All right, now, as far as the villain, the more villain goes, Danny Sharp, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. What'd you think?
Oh, he's a 5.
Oh, okay.
He was funny as hell. He said some funny stuff that I was just laughing, especially when she's trying to teach him how to put on a defibrillator.
Yeah.
And he's like, my right, your left. And she goes, you're right, you idiot. He goes, I don't know what I'm doing. I thought that was funny. I love the scenes with him and his coworkers about the flamingos.
Oh, he's my like, God. Yeah, that part was funny.
Yeah. Like the whole thing, even the color, he was like, green? I told you blue. Yeah. He's like, whatever, you got 45 seconds. I thought that was funny. He is a loose cannon at times. You get to see him like really flip out, especially like when he's about to snipe him. They sniped at them and he was like, oh, you want to snipe at me? And then you see him like going off the walls. So I thought he was really good. I thought he was enjoyable. He's likable. Jake Gyllenhaal for me, it's very torn because like I'm not a big huge fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. I do see some of his movies. Like I'm not going to say I don't. Like I love The Day After Tomorrow. It's a watchable crap. But it's one of my favorite. Flick. Yeah, it's just one of my favorites. And that's a movie I'm waiting for on 4K. But I loved him. I liked him a lot in that. I liked him in like other movies. Donnie Darko, he was really good in that one too.
I mean, Source Code. You ever seen Source Code?
No.
On the train? Oh, it's good. Good movie.
It's a good one?
I think you would like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a very well, like very established actor. Like very all around. And he was good. I mean, I'm not a big Spider-Man fan, but he was good as Mysterio / fake Mysterio. Yeah. I thought he was really believable. So for me, I think he's a very well actor. He has a great resume. So with this performance, I mean, I'm not going to put it up there with his like highest achievement roles. But I in terms of this action movie, I got to say he was really good. So I give him a 5.
All right. Yeah, I do like Jake Gyllenhaal a lot, actually, as an actor. I'm a big fan, especially recently, like the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, Enemy and Prisoners and Nightcrawler. And I really like him. I think he does a warrior. Not warrior. What's the Southpaw? I think he's really good in Southpaw. I like him. I think for me, I give him a 4, like the other guy. I think for me, there were times, I'm going to also kind of blame the editing for this. The editing in this movie is kind of weird, and we'll get to that when we get to other sections. But it was like, he'd go from being like a psycho to the very next scene being like mad normal. Like just, he'd be like, and then they're singing a song in the front together, you know, that sailing song. And then all of a sudden he's screaming again. So he was a little like too manic. My favorite scene with him, honestly, there's two scenes where I really liked the character. The beginning one where he's trying to convince him to do the heist, you know, when they're at the shop and he's like, you know, you're my brother and I love you and I'll do anything for you and I'm only asking you to do this one thing and we're going to get there. And I was like, dang, I mean, if it was my brother, I feel like I would do it too. He convinced me. I probably would have done it too. And I'd love the scene at the end with when they're in the, like with the Mexican gangsters and he's talking, he's like, to the left, the left, the left. Like he just keeps telling the left and they just start shooting everybody. I was like, yes, I like that scene. It was very good. I love that whole speech, but I gave him a 4. I think if he went full crazy bad, it would have been a 5 for me, but he has these little lulls and he's kind of weird. Like that part you're talking about with the flamingo, I thought it was hilarious. This movie has a weird sense of humor. Well, I want to get to this. I'll save it for later. Anyway, I gave him a 4. You gave him a 5. I gave him a 4. All right. Action scenes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a 5. I mean, it's a full, you know, it's a full fledged chase also like Mad Max, but in the city, right? Because they're just following an ambulance around the cops. right? So, like, for me, I thought it was, the action scene was superb. See, Michael Bay is good, but for me, he's like the yin and the yang, right? Like, sometimes I'm like, his action is really good, but then sometimes it's just like, I'm like, man, it's long. Like, the movie's long for, like, no reason. This movie felt so long, but the action was so good. Like, that's the only reason they kept me watching, right? But I guess I can say it here because action, I don't know where you put camera angles and all this shit, but man, this dude looked like he just learned how to use a drone, because those drone shots were so not placed right in a lot of scenes. Like, for instance, there's a scene that the ambulance are getting chased by like three Dodge Charger police cars, and the drone goes under a bridge. It has nothing to do with the car chase. It's just, it looks cool going under a bridge. Yeah. Then it goes under a cop car and the other. And I'm like, but what does that have to do with the chase? Like, I understand, like, certain, like, for me, that's like a specialty shot when you use drones. To me, I felt like he was just like, oh, it'll be cool if we take a drone and you know, have a cop car jump over the drone while we're flying under it. And it was like, to me, I don't see the hype in it unless you're doing it for a reason. There's certain shots there that I was just like, this shit look kind of like over the top. Like, you don't need it to be here. But it was just me. The action sequences were, I mean, again, shot very well. I love the practical explosions.
Yep.
That's what made this movie really good. So there's nothing more to go with, because I know you're going to add some stuff. So I give it a 5.
Yeah, the movie's literally, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. And I agree with you, it's too long. But it's about an hour and 45 minutes of action in a 2 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly, once they start the bank heist till like almost the end of the movie is action. Like, it is all driving and chasing, but there's like a lot of car crashes, practical. Like, there is one that's CGI, but that's okay. Other than one, I could deal with one CGI car crash if all the rest are real. I'm you know, it's not a big deal. I like the helicopters chasing them in the LA River. That was fun. I do like the bank shootout. It's awesome. I mean, we always compare everything to Heat. It's not Heat, but it's good. It was still good. A lot of bullets. People getting it when that guy hits his own guy and like freaking breaks his legs under the truck. Love it. So yeah, as far as the drone goes, I think it's a tool that he only used right half the time. So I agree with you in that regard. There are some that are great. I love the shot where the cop is running to the partner and he runs through this little like square opening and the drone follows him through. You're not gonna be able to do it with a regular camera because there's a wall there. So to fly a drone through and then it pans around and shows them on the other side, I liked it. The problem is the drone, it would have been even cooler if they kind of had a longer shot where it hovered and kept turning a little bit, but it cut short. I also think there's a few times when the Mexican guy towards the end is running down an alley and the drone is like comes in and follows him. Great. Those are good uses of it because it's going to be hard to do that with a regular camera. Then there's some that, like you said, they don't. There's one where it goes up a building and then just turns around and goes back down. And I'm like, well, why? Why did we go back down? It didn't show anything or do anything. So you're right. I think he utilized it well at times, but then did it too much. He went to the well too many times. He was like, some of the shots didn't need to be there. But I do see in the future drones being a really cool way to do some action stuff. So in regard, if because I don't, it's not been used a lot in these big blockbuster movies. And if it opens the door, then I'm cool with it. But I haven't seen much since. So I don't know. Yeah, I give it a 5. I give it a 5. What am I going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, this movie has an hour and 45 minutes of action. 2. And it's mostly good. It's Bayhem. There's crashes, explosions, gunshots, people die. What more do you want? It's an action movie.
But you're right though. Like the drones, I have a feeling if they do it right, it will be awesome to be used in a Batman movie. Yes. When he jumps off a building.
Right.
I mean, because you did see it in the dark, in that the
was like,
Batman.
It seemed like the camera was strapped on him. But if they did something like a with GoPro. The drone.
Yeah.
Someone's going to unlock it. Someone's going to get the drone and do some shot that people are going to be like blown away. Because you got to remember like the history of filmmaking, right? It starts with a steady camera. Then they get cameras on dollies. Then they get cameras on cranes. Then like later they put them on like a helicopter, right? You get good aerial shots. The drone is the next step of being able to be mobile and move that camera around. So I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Would be sick.
Yeah. Imagine Batman jumping out of the, what is it called? The Batmobile. Like he, because you know how he catapults himself out to fly. Imagine he catapults and then it goes right into his POV view.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
And he's like,
or even if they use it in a fight, imagine the drone kind of circling but going up and down.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And he's spinning around and he's fighting everybody. Like it could be. I'm just saying, there's practical uses. Michael Bay did a few good ones and a few like questionable ones. Like what? Why is that?
Yeah, it was weird. So bad.
Yeah, the building one. Just I was like, he goes. and it flips over. And I'm like, why? Get me out of here. All right. But here's what I'm interested in for as far as what you think of it. Storyline.
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
I thought it was good because I thought it was the, I liked the Will's storyline. I think that's what saved the movie was Will's storyline, because if it wasn't for Will's storyline, this would have been a 2 for generic bank robber and then they chasing the bad guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, I liked the family dynamic. He was good. It was a little far-fetched with the surgery in the back of the ambulance at 60 miles. I was like, there's no way they're going to do that.
Like spleen explodes and he just lives like, nope, no problem.
Because she took her hair clip and put it on and my wife was like, yeah, freaking right. My wife was like,
she works in the medical. She was probably like rolling her eyes.
Yeah, my wife works in the operating room. She was like, "There ain't no way you could put a hair clip to hold a bleeding artery." So I was like,
and
that's
he just
not
wakes
working.
Up like, "Did you were your hands inside of me? Get out of here!
With no anesthesia or nothing, I'll be screaming up a lung." But anyway, yeah. So you have stuff like that, the far fetched stuff like that. I did like the only thing. This is what irked me, but you know, we don't get much of this in action movies, so I give it kudos, but it's like a double-edged sword for me, is when you got the head cop guy and he's like the badass guy. He's like, I want helicopters here, I want you to hold back here, he has whatever, and then the motherfucker dies when he got shot with the mini machine gun.
Yeah, it's a little machine gun.
Yeah, so like for me, I'm like, what was the purpose of that character? Like you understand what I mean? Because I know it's the FBI agent, the main dude, because then they just introduced him, another lackluster way of introducing another character, you know. But they introduced the other guy, like mad badass, controlling the scene, and dies. Like, I just like this, to me, did not work. But it is, like I said, it was a double-edged sword for me because I kind of wanted to see the heroes die in some of these movies. So it was just weird. But anyway, I gave it a 3. I want to hear what you think.
It's the day after Christmas. And don't worry, I'll be the Grinch because I gave it a 2. Okay. I have problems with it. As a matter of fact, you voiced some of my exact issues. First of all, Garrett Dillahunt, that's the actor who plays the cop. That's like the main one with the big dog, basically.
Yeah.
Not only does he just die, there's no like, there's nothing about it that is dramatic. There's nothing. First of all, that thing, that car rolls up, right? He sees it shoot about a million bullets and he doesn't get out of the way. He's still in the middle of the street, just waiting for it to turn to shoot him. And he's, and then he's dead. And we just move on. We just move on. Okay, bye-bye. He's dead. Whatever. Again, I agree with the FBI guy. Not only do we just get introduced to him randomly 45 minutes into the movie at a therapy session or whatever, then he's like, oh yeah, I know him. We went to college together. Okay, how convenient. He went to college with him. He's from Ohio, but he just moved here. It's like, okay, here we go. I agree. The best storyline is Will's. And that's the only reason it's not getting a 1. Because everything else, I don't like it. Gyllenhaal's story, you know, he gets a little backstory, but they don't really say what makes him tick. And then the movie ends with like, the movie ends as if the Spanish girl was supposed to be the main character of the whole movie. Which is weird. Because I'm like, she was a main player, but she was not the lead. Lead, but it ends with her walking into LA, another day on the job. Like, come on, what is this? So yeah, I had a lot of issues with the story. It is generic. It is bank robbers and bad guys and tough cops. And is the movie entertaining? It doesn't make it less entertaining, but it does hurt. And like I said, it's too long. They could have cut out a lot of fluff in this movie, trimmed it down a little bit. Okay. Overall, what did you think? What was your overall score?
Well, because of the time, it hurts it in the overall. So I give it a 4. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great film. And we named a lot of flaws in this film, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff that made it right. And it was stuff that I would go, I can see this. I can see myself watching this again. Like if I'm really bored and there's nothing on and I want to pop it on, I could.
Yeah.
It's a very long movie for what it does. And I think that's what hinders it for me. Because there's scenes that, like they could have removed that I would have been like, okay, cool. Like it would have sped up the place. But yeah, there's just a lot of stuff that is so, just didn't make sense for me. So yeah, I give it a 4. I thought it was a great film.
Yeah. So because of all of my issues that I had, I gave it a 3. I gave it a 3, but I do agree that I don't think it's a bad movie at all. I did buy it. You know, I own it. I think it looks good. I like the cast, you know, like, I enjoy the cast. The acting in it is fine. There's the storyline is what really kills it for me. Even if they just did a slightly better story, I probably would have liked it a little bit more. As such, I did not hate it. I think it's entertaining. It's a lot of action, which is good. We are an action podcast. So if you just want, like, I would put this movie in that category of like pure action movie. Just, it's not not trying to do anything other than be loud, have explosions, you know, and have guys driving cars fast and smashing into each other and shooting. There's no great, amazing characters. There's no like love story. There's no none of that stuff. There's no like good guy versus villain. So I remember when this came out, they're marketing it as like, this is the next Speed. It's not even close to Speed. Speed is a classic. This is nowhere near it. The only thing that's similar is they're driving around LA. That's it. That's the similar thing. There's no bomb on the thing. But anyway, I gave it a 3. I think it's a solid movie. I put it in the like upper middle of Michael Bay's like filmography. But then again, I enjoyed this month overall. Like I liked Pearl Harbor more than I thought I was, even though this is probably better than Pearl Harbor overall.
Honestly,
but that had that novella feel to it. You know, it was like it did.
And I enjoyed Pearl Harbor for what it was also. You know, it's funny. I'm not big on Michael Bay, but I kind of enjoyed it. And I still stay after watching this movie, 13 hours is his best movie. I mean, we didn't do Bad Boys yet.
The Rock was good,
but I don't know, dude. 13 hours looked like it's one of the best films I think he put on screen.
13 hours, yeah. So I don't know. Michael Bay, overall a success for us. I mean, I know a lot of people hate him, but the ones we watched... I mean, we did give a lot of the Transformers movies bad reviews, so let's just...
Those are horrible. It is what it is.
Most of them suck. Okay, what is your total points?
It's a 21.
Nice. I'm at an 18. A little lower, but I thought this movie was fine. Solid, good action movie. Nothing more, nothing less. All right, here's what we have coming up. So, you know, it's a new month starting. We're coming up to January. So we will be wrapping up Men in Black before we start our new series of movies, which I'll announce next week. So we're going to be doing Men in Black International. Now, Alex, here are the movies... And then you got to tell me what is the theme. Here are the movies that we will be reviewing for January. We've got a 5-week month. So it's 5 movies. We got Triple Nine, ooh, Street Kings, 21 Bridges, Edge of Darkness, ooh, and Pride and Glory.
Oh, I never seen that one or the other ones. I only saw Edge of Darkness and 21 Bridges. I've
never seen that one or the other ones.
Yeah, I never seen the last one or the other three. Triple Nine.
Okay, never seen Street Kings with Keanu Reeves. I never seen Pride and Glory. Edward Norton.
No. So I guess. Well, what's the themes of Edge? I guess gangsters. Gangsters.
You're in because
it's
ballpark.
Mafia, right? Is it mafia in terms of? Because I know Edge of Darkness is Russians.
No. So the theme remember. Is. Cop movies where
detectives. Okay.
Yeah, cop detectives where our main character is some sort of law enforcement and then whatever happens. So at Triple Nine, by the way, I know you've never seen it. The cast, wait till you watch it. It's crazy that it's like Casey Affleck, like Kate Winslet is in it, Anthony Mackie, bunch of good actors. Street Kings, it's Keanu Reeves, Forrest Whitaker, Chris Evans.
Forrest Whitaker.
Rogue One. Chris Evans, bunch of good actors. Yep. And then Pride and Glory is Edward Norton and Colin Farrell. Going to get a little good cop, little bad cop, and we'll see how that goes. So yeah, we're going to have some cop movies next month.
Nice. Got some cop killers.
That's 21 Bridges. The cop killers. Yes.
Yeah. Cop killers. I remember, you know, it's coming from that list. I remember, Edge of Darkness. I liked that one a lot. But I liked the 21 Bridges. I remember seeing that in the theater. I liked it too.
That was produced by the Russo Brothers, good. I think.
Yeah. Anthony and Joe. Yep. I thought that was pretty decent. I didn't see the other ones, but. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't wait. We have special guests for that month. I think
you're going to enjoy them. They're the good cop stories.
We have any special guests?
We do. For that month, we have... Who's coming in? I know Jay is coming in for the Edge of Darkness. I don't want to say what the other movie is yet because I haven't announced the series, but he will be coming in for that one. And then... I don't have my phone. But yeah, we have 2 guests next month.
Oh, Evan.
Evan, that's right. Evan is coming in for Street Kings.
Yeah.
And the other one.
And the other franchise.
He's really coming out for that other one. This is going to be like Stealth, where he wanted to do the first movie, then happened to get Stealth. Same thing. He wants to do the other one, but he also gets to do Street Kings. So it should be funny.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. He does a live stream every other Monday when we're not live on his Instagram account. Again, it's at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at GeeksAndFlix or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.